Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Tech. I'm Scudder Stone 5. And of course, we're joined today with Beskar Snake. What is the weather like? I need to ask straight up questions now. And how are you?
We had the threat of rain, but it's actually it's not too bad out right now.
That's good.
Pretty good. We like, had a lot of rain yesterday, but you know.
I just like how you opened up the window like, yeah, we're looking at some rain right now.
Got a little bit of something over here.
Yeah,
some over there.
No, just like how, especially you're in a dungeon. It's like I don't know what the weather is. I'm just locked up in here. And every month we talk to Beskar and make sure he's alive. That's basically, you know. This is Robot Attack. Sorry, we usually talk about games and video game topics, and today we're talking about a lot of things. We usually start off by talking about what have you been playing lately. So what have you been playing lately?
I've been playing Death Stranding 2 still. It's still amazing, still great storytelling. Yeah. We saw some new stuff recently from Hideo Kojima himself and some new projects he's working on and everything. Pretty darn excited about those.
Mm. Which one is that?
There's Bye, everyone. OD Knock.
Oh.
And
I'm going to be leaving Beskar Snake for this podcast, remainder of the podcast.
That one you may be interested in only because it's a horror game.
Oh, okay. What is it? I'm signing up.
OD Knock. There was a small reveal trailer for it. Don't really know much past that. And also he showed a little bit about a much further in the future title, Pheasant, which he said we might not get that until like 2030 or something, which hurts, but hey, as long as it's well done and everything, gives plenty of time. And then he announced a whole bunch of other little projects that are fun, crazy, wacky, and exciting all in one. But anyway, back to the playing, you know, like I said, Death Stranding 2, other little bits and bobs. Recently just discovered that you can play... let me make sure. I always forget the exact naming of it. But, where is it? I know it's here. It's somewhere here. Well, anyway, it's Space Cadet 3D Pinball. That is playable on Steam Deck, which is very exciting. I've spent way too much time on that just since learning that little bit that you can download it. And then this will definitely make Scouter... leave, but yeah. The fact that Metal Gear Solid Delta came out, and it's incredible, it's amazing, it's awesome, it's great in pretty much every way it could be.
Metal Gear the Snake Eater,
yep, it is the remake of the first chronological game in the series, the origin story of one of the longest running villains, antagonists, characters, however you want to put it, in the entire series. But it's awesome. It's great. It's almost everything I could ever want. There's a multiplayer mode that is coming out sometime soon. I don't believe they have given an actual date on it, but as soon as that happens, you know, that'll be another new fun let me look it up really quick.
I'm honestly surprised I got you on this podcast this month, to be frank with you.
I thought about it. Right now it just says the fall of 2025, and we just started fall recently, so there's an event happening soon, that they will hopefully give a full date to. But we shall see. There should be, based on what they've said. But yeah, as far as the single player game, it's true to the original. Just a lot of quality of life improvements, a few more little bells and whistles and everything like that. And it's awesome on almost every scale, really. But yeah, that's, and then of course, other little smatterings of games here and there as always.
Yeah. But, mostly Metal Gear, Snake Eater.
Pretty much mostly Hideo Kojima stuff with Death Stranding and Snake Eater. So
fair enough. I did see that Snake Eater, which is kind of cool. You could be third person. You could choose between third and first or whatever, right? Or
I like the original.
That's cool.
Kind of what you're saying. You can play a majority, if not most of it, in first person, if you want. I haven't tried that. I'm sure there will be people that will be doing challenge runs and stuff like that, because you can now move around in first person. But as far as the legacy and the new style, what that's in reference to is you can play it in legacy mode, where it's the kind of fixed camera position that it was before, which was more of a kind of top-down view, and you could move, adjust the camera only in kind of four directions, a little bit more, but not really see ahead. Or you can play in the new style, where it's a traditional over-the-shoulder third-person camera. So there's some portions of the game, especially on higher difficulties in the original, where it might be a little more difficult because you can't see as far out ahead and the enemies can see you from a much further distance. So having that ability to view your enemies without just having to pause, go into first person, look around, okay, there's an enemy, all right, now I've got to keep tabs on him, or I've got to open up one of my items. Now you can have, like I said, a more traditional modern third person camera where you can look 360 degrees around you. You can run away and have the camera looking behind you. So yeah, little things like that. You can crouch walk now, which makes it a little bit easier to be a little more stealthy, a little more camouflage, a little more hidden, where before you could crawl or you could stand up and run. You could crouch down, but you couldn't move while crouched, so you could only slow crawl. So adding that crouch walk is a big step in the right direction.
So for the whole game. The real question, do you play it like you did the original, or do you play it a different way for a different position?
I have gone through the game three times now. And
beat it three times.
Jeez. Oh yeah. Had to. I plan on finally actually platinuming this one, and then once I do that, going back and platinuming the original. I only have a few more trophies in the original. But some of them are difficult.
I think you like Metal Gear Solid. I don't know.
Just a little bit. A touch. No, I mean, it's really exciting to see the attention to this. Recently, a survey was leaked from that upcoming event that I mentioned that they're doing, that they should be announcing like a release date for that and other stuff. They put out there and they said, what game would you like to see remade? And they listed a lot of mainline Metal Gear titles. So it'll be interesting, and everyone who's a Metal Gear fan is looking forward to seeing what they have to say and what things and what games we'll get in the future. But no, it's a good time for something that a lot of people thought was kind of an abandoned, dead franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see this resurgence is exciting. and exciting to see where they'll take it. So we'll see.
So what do you predict? What do you predict he will? Will he reproduce other Metal Gear Solids, or what are you feeling?
So were you referencing Hideo?
Yeah.
So he no longer has the rights to the game. It's all with Konami. He wants nothing to do with it, and he's done with it. His chapter of it is closed. But as far as Konami, I think that I don't think with this next event, but I think with the one after that, we will see an announcement of the Master Collection Volume 2. And I really hope that includes Peace Walker, Metal Gear Solid 4, which currently is stuck only on PlayStation 3 without emulation and everything.
Yeah.
And then, I don't even know what the other games in collection would be. Those are the two main ones that I want. There's a lot of rumors saying that they'll remake Metal Gear Solid 1.
Release that, I'll be done with the original.
See, that's a goal. That's what we look forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost feel like they will.
Look,
unless they get a lot of information the other way, I almost kind of want to say that they are going to they're going to remake Peace Walker, because that's the next one chronologically.
Yeah.
And with the limitations that it had when it was made, it's kind of rough. It's a fun game, but it originally released on the PSP, and it was fun for what it was, but it's clunky. It's
wow. Beskar Snake saying bad things about Metal Gear Solid. Who is this person?
You gotta be honest. Even with the things that you really like, you gotta be honest with them.
No, it's fine.
I hope to see a lot more exciting news in the future.
Yeah.
And we'll see where things go.
Fair enough. Sorry to answer your question. I played Backyard Football 99. Of course, it doesn't have, which I think you were there. It doesn't have, of course, the NFL teams, because I don't expect it to, because I'm sure that's a lot of paying out money to people that they don't to use their images and stuff like that. They do have they do have some of the players like Jerry Rice, and I can't think of anyone, but that's the only one I could think of at the top of my head, because he's on my team. So,
smart move.
Been playing Prison Architect. I was just clicking just before this. I really don't know when Prison Architect 2 is going to come out. It's supposed to come out we're recording this September, so this is supposed to be out now-ish, but I don't know. it's like Wolf Among Us. It's like, man, that's another one I'm so sad about. Yeah, I know, right? That's such a... Man, the Tall Tale games, I don't really play any of them besides Wolf Among Us, which was fantastic. Even the Wolf Among Us people... I think I saw something that was like, even the Wolf Among Us developers don't even know what's going to go on kind of thing. I'm like, dang. So, I don't know.
You always wonder the backstory, the behind the scenes stuff is for some of those things.
I mean, I don't imagine it being like, maybe it's a voice actor that's asking for, I don't know, but I'm sure you could find another voice actor that people would be okay with. I mean, it happens that you can't afford the voice. I'm just making stuff up, by the way. so don't take anything that I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, oh, man, you would think that, like, those games release something, some sort of statement like that. Like, I mean, I get that Prison Architect is a lower bar than, Wolf Among Us. You know, Wolf Among Us has probably a little bit more leeway of stuff that they have more money, you know, it's Tall Tale games.
Oh, yeah.
Tall Tale Games has... I keep forgetting. They have all sorts of stuff.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, that was it. Walking Dead.
Yeah, there's some. I think they did The Expanse. Batman. They did a Borderlands. Oh, I forgot. I completely forgot. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Borderlands 4. I haven't played a ton of it, but that has been. I'm trying to kind of finish up Death Stranding 2 before really jumping in, but I have played a little bit of it. It is fun. It is Borderlands. Sorry to interrupt.
That's fine. No, it's fine. I don't know about Borderlands because it's like for me I like Tiny Tina's Wonderland preferably. Borderlands was just, it's just too much for me. It's just constantly nonstop action. And I mean, Tiny Tina has that, but like, I don't know. It's more fun in my opinion. I don't know. I just couldn't get into Borderlands when I was playing it. But yeah, anyways, you know, Telltale Games has, you know, the money to, so I don't know. I really want Wolf Among Us because it's such a good game. If you haven't played Wolf Among Us, I highly, if you get any experience, do Telltale Games. And yeah, the Batman series. Oh, Monkey Island, of course. Why didn't I think about that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But yeah, I'm just really sad that, you know, I just wish that the developers just at least give us some sort of announcement like, hey, it's delayed again. We're sorry. Like, we're terrible. But especially, again, it's Prison Architect. They're indie. It's Paradox. I mean, they have lots of other games that I'm sure that they're worried about. You know, so many things. I can't imagine that it's going to come out this year at this point. I've been playing also Satisfactory recently. That was a good one. Again, that's just a game that you just play in the background. It's very, you know, big brain of connecting things. I mean, it's just mostly factory making stuff, and it's fun to just chill around. But yeah, been playing mostly backyard baseball. I won the championship, but it was on medium. I mean, yeah, no, I'm playing it on hard now, and it's still fairly easy, I'd say. But again, it's what it is. It's a kid's game. It's backyard baseball again. I was saying this on stream, like backyard baseball and then backyard football. The backyard baseball is the hardest one to play. Backyard football is probably the next hardest game to play out of the backyard series. But I'm excited to like see backyard series coming back again. So yeah. Oh God. So yeah. Sorry. And then I've been getting back to Resident Evil 5, but yeah. I will mention next month, if I do, can plug real quick, Orcatober is next month. So all month long, I'm going to probably play some spooky games. You're going to play some spooky games as well, Beskar Snake, I heard. So, because you love them so much.
Sure, yeah. who's spilled the beans?
Also, I mean, Extra Life is around the corner. Extra Life Day.
That's true.
So, true. You know, game November. Day is coming up. Yeah. Got anything planned?
Not quite yet. I might try to
24-hour
make it to the hospital.
That'd be cool.
Group. They did that last year. I wasn't able to do a whole lot with it, but I'm hoping to maybe get some things lined up and possibly at least attend a little bit of it.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
So
I've been also
I'm excited.
Been playing Jackbox stuff too.
That's nice.
But yeah, do 24 hour again where you play all the Metal Gears. 1, 2, 3.
Get some Delta going. And
yeah, yeah. See, do it again. No. Because you already did that before, right?
Sure did.
I remember.
The first time I did it, I forgot how challenging, as you are learning, the first
oh yeah
I be if you haven't sorry played it for a while.
I forgot that I mentioned that I play Metal Gear again. Oh god, I cannot. As a when is the first time you played Metal Gear, like what age?
Like I borrowed it from one of my best friends in fifth grade.
So what?
So like
10-ish, 8?
So like 10-ish, 11-ish.
So I can't imagine playing that as a 10-year-old and not throwing your computer, your controller at the sprite. Because my God, it's just a hard game. I cannot. It's frustrating. I was, for some reason, it wasn't connecting to my controller. So it was kind of annoying me.
I tried to play it on keyboard before. It does make it that much more difficult.
It's so much difficult.
I definitely cannot fault you for that.
I did have to reset the game and it worked finally. I don't know what the issue was, but finally my controller was working. I'm like, okay, thank God, because I cannot play this game. It's hard. I wanted to ask, is there different endings to Metal Gear Solid?
The first one, there are two endings.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, I don't know if we're... I'm going to talk, even though we're going to do this another time. So, Snake was being shocked by that guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I didn't do anything, that's a different ending, I'm assuming.
Correct. Fuck. Yes. That is the pivotal point for one of two endings. Since then...
You're telling me I got to play it again. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, of course. Hey, once you've beaten it once, you'll figure it out. Because don't forget, I beat that game as a 10, 11-year-old somewhere in there multiple times. And then when I did that first 24-hour with it, it took me a while. I did beat it, but it took me way too long. Then the next time that I did a 24 Metal Gear Solid stream, I did beat 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then I was in the middle of Peace Walker. And my power went out and I wasn't going to be able to beat Peace Walker anyway. That one is a pretty long game.
Yeah.
And I don't know any like speed run strategy, skips, things like that. I don't know what the,
You did, you got to figure it out and there's no way.
Yeah. It'd be learning on the fly and everything. But, the point that I was going to make, was just that. Yeah. Well, I mean, once you beat it, you'll be a beast at it.
Yeah.
You'll be at top of the world record leaderboard.
Bro, that gets hard. All right, anyways. I wanted to, so we're good on to the main subject of, I wanted to talk about what games do you enjoy watching? And you can't say Metal Gear Solid. I mean, you could, but try to avoid games that you like the most. So this is a one I thought of very fondly because I feel like a lot of, I mean, besides, I think maybe one or two that I play, most of the games that I actually watch are way different than what the games I like. I mean, generally speaking, obviously the games you watch are generally probably ones you like, but for me, I'm saying like, for me, is more the concept of they're not like my top favorite games. So I wanted to maybe get your opinion on that, unless you want me to go first since I didn't give you the subject. I usually don't give Besker Snake topics, so that's fair.
I have actually a pretty interesting answer. So
yeah.
I kind of want to think about it a little bit more.
Okay.
So let you go first and I'm curious to hear about yours.
So, of course, Sea of Thieves, because mostly, I mean, I kind of watch it in the background. There's one streamer that I watch called Pro, but he's usually on, like, midnight my time, so it's hard to watch him. But he's one of the best players that I've seen, but only because he's good. He's really good at what he does. So I just like watching his strategy of Sea of Thieves, so that's particularly the only reason why I'll watch it. Is also Sea of Thieves have drops, you know, they have drops for Twitch integrations, so different ways to get those drops and just watching them amount of time. So but also Trackmania, of course, virtual. But besides those two, I will say Super Mario World. I actually watch a lot of, or Super Mario. It doesn't have to be World. It has to be could be like some Mario 64. I can't think of his name. He does it blindfold. He's very interesting. You probably know what I'm talking about, but
I don't remember his name, but there's a few Mario players that I like to watch, but
generally it's weird because I like watching Super Mario 64, usually generally like no mic and no audio for the like streamer, because I just like the music. So actually I fall asleep to it. But obviously, like Super Mario, yeah, I liked 64. I mean, I'm not going to be ever a speedrunner, but just watching Super Mario World is just honestly fascinating, especially like speedrunning categories. But even, you know, just having the music of the da, 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 it's just kind of fun and exciting. I'm always feel like I forget to watch like new indie stuff. Mm. Like I really want to watch Peak. I know a lot of our friends, I'm sure, have been playing it, and I'm just like, every time one of our friends are streaming it or whatever, I'm just like, yeah, I want to watch it, and then I just kind of forget to watch it. Just really any like. I was just thinking any, like, spooky game. I've been watching a little bit of Phasmo lately, because I know they have a new update if you haven't seen that. You can now record with your, like, do a recorder and record ghost sounds. It's a little bit tricky, to, like, get used to, but once you do, it's not that hard. You just got to hold down the right mouse button. But anyways, like, it's interesting that they added new concepts to the game, and they also did like video recording now you could do too, which like you just carry a camera, same thing as just hold down the right key. I just think, trying to think of pretty much anything, mostly some indie games that I kind of would watch in the background. Like I said, I still want to play Peak and understand what it is and what the concept of that game is, and then I keep forgetting to do it. Actually, even some Dark Souls stuff is very interesting to me to watch other players just destroy these bosses in a matter of time. I'm just like, wow, that took me 20 hours. I mean, not really necessarily speed running, but just generally they're better at at that game than I am. But generally just trying to find different streamers or different games that I'm like, oh, I want to watch that and watch how that has been played. I think another friend of mine has played Once Human. I've actually never really seen that again. I haven't really, and apparently it is free. It is a free game too. So I didn't know that. I didn't realize that it was free, and she's been playing it, and it looks cool. So like, I mean, for me, I just like to look at different like, once I saw that game, I'm like, oh, you know what, maybe it is free, so I might as well try it, and it's no skin off my bones and that one you can play with other players. So there's, in a similar to Rust in a way, or like, it's like futuristic Rust. It looks cool. I definitely want to try it. But so I've been watching that lately. But
that was not the game. There's another game that I'm trying to think of. So I have heard of this one, but I was thinking it was a different game, but no, it looks interesting. I might have to look into that a little bit.
Yeah. Really just mostly focusing on, I've been watching mostly Trackmania. I'm sure each year I could assure you that it's like Trackmania, Sea of Thieves, but only because like I'm trying to learn strategy and stuff like that, but not, it's not like I'm getting good at that. It's just amazing to see these like amazing Trackmania streamers, like Virtual and Grenady and all these, like, even watching this guy, I think it's Grenady, plays with the steering wheel. I'm just like, how? So it's just like very interesting to watch like different things. And I'm sure there's all sorts of streams, like they play DDR, playing Bloodborne. I'm like, how? And stuff like that. And of course, AGDQ, or usually those speedrunning games are always good. They have Australian, they have Japan, they have Midwest that I found out. Like, they all usually in the same like month. So it's really fun to look at and to see. Yeah. What about you, now that you have some thoughts?
I was supposed to be thinking about it the whole
time.
All right, give me a second. No, so I've thought about this kind of before, and I really don't watch that many games. And what I mean by that is,
you don't watch Scudder 715? What the heck is that?
Who's that?
I don't know, some weirdo.
If I'm joining a Twitch channel,
yeah,
like if I'm watching a Twitch channel or something, which I definitely for gameplay, I'd rather watch live. Just like I think we've talked about it before, I have no desire to put gaming content up on YouTube or anything, because I like the interaction.
Yeah,
of that live, you know, you can actually have a conversation with somebody. You can do that. So if I'm going on Twitch and I'm watching somebody or I'm listening or something, I'm there mostly for the conversation with the community and with the streamer.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I join your stream, for example, I'm interested in the game, usually, you know, whether you're racing in Trackmania.
No, I'm just kidding.
or you're playing that Prison Aqueduct game or Prison something, game, or, yeah. Or you know, Don't Hunger, or
Don't Starve. I cannot until next month, man. That game has, I don't know what it is, but man, I lost my peak moment of playing that game. I don't know. I'm like dying of just starving or darkness. I'm like, this is
literally in the title.
This is literally elementary stuff that I shouldn't be dying of.
Starve.
Yeah, and I'm starving to death.
Starve.
It's all, I'm like a noob again, and I don't know what, I need to get off this jitteries.
Hey, at least you didn't accidentally shave your beard and then die of
freeze to death.
Freezing. I was like, yeah, yeah. Son of a.
And especially, it's been such a game that it's been like, they updated it so much that it's like, I don't even know what this thing is anymore. What is this? What are you? But it's great. That's what I love about it at the same time. Anyway, sorry, go on.
No, you're good. Hey, it wouldn't be a Robot Attack podcast if there wasn't a diversion.
I cannot with that game anymore right now.
Also, I would like to add to the tally that it wasn't me that went off on a tangent.
Sorry.
Especially about Metal Gear Solid. No. Yeah. I just want to point out that for once, it wasn't me with Final Fantasy, Mega Man.
I just cannot wait until I'm done with that game. I'm so sorry. I'm trying.
Nope, that's fair. But anyway, so if I join a Twitch channel, I'm there for the conversation. Like I said, you know, yeah, when you were playing Metal Gear Solid, I was trying to offer you tips.
I literally begged for it, because I'm like, Beskar, come back. Where am I going? Well, especially now I got the sniper, and I'm like, how do I get back to the sniper person? And I'm like, right. I actually had to watch a video because you must have left or something. But I'm like,
I think I had something to do. I wasn't able to
continue fine. Or whatever. I was like, Beskar, where are you? I need you.
just always go up.
Yeah.
Just always go up.
Okay, thanks.
But actually, that's
truthful. You're right. I mean,
if you look up the map from the original Metal Gear Solid, it's basically a straight line. And sometimes there's backtracking, which is it's an artificial way to lengthen your game, obviously. Because we'll go off on a tangent here. I'll go to Metal Gear Solid tangent. I don't care. You know that.
You're welcome.
Everybody strap in. But playing Metal Gear Solid 4, there is an act where you go back to Shadow Moses, back to the island that started it all for the Metal Gear Solid series.
Jesus.
And playing that level, one, it's just amazing. It's amazing to be back in better graphics and updated. You lived these locations if you played the game a long time ago. But going through that level and not having to backtrack and not having to fight as many enemies because you're just fighting the little robots, little gecko and stuff like that, you realize just how short of a game that could have been because it's, you go from the helipad to the hangar and it really doesn't take that long. Yeah. But you have all this stuff in between that obviously elongates it. But anyway, that's my little mini tangent. But yeah, so as far as Twitch streams and stuff like that, I'm there to interact with the streamer.
Yeah.
It's interesting to watch people that I've never seen play Metal Gear Solid before and see how they problem solve. You know, I've really enjoyed watching you in certain situations, and I try to never backseat unless asked. Like, I try never to be like, go here, do this. Yeah. But if somebody, if I know something and somebody asks me, I will try to lend a hand. But I do like watching
me people suffer.
a little bit, you know. I'd be lying if there haven't been times where I'm like, all you have to do is this. But yeah. I know that because I've played it so many times. You know, you don't think about that.
You and Atissa were like, if only you backtrack. Oh, okay, I got it. But I don't know how.
I'm going to tie these two tangents together, and I think you'll see this is pretty impressive. I feel like the closest experience that you can have to sometimes what I feel watching somebody, and not just you, but somebody playing, is when there were a few streams that you and I played Don't Starve together.
Yeah.
And your level of knowledge and skill and intelligence in that game is vastly above mine.
Yeah.
I can make a fire. I can get some berries, you know, and stuff like, and it's been a while since I've played it as well. But I remember when we tried to stream and like you had your area and you had like all this stuff built up. I'm like, I got some twigs. Do I rub these together?
Yeah. You know,
so it's for me, it is interesting, like I said, to see a series that I love so much, being experienced by someone else for the first time. That's a really interesting, fun moment for me. So as far as games I like to watch, there's not a ton that I watch. Like, there are some, you know, maybe I'll check them out if it's a game that I'm interested in, but I'm not sure if I want it yet. And I don't want to just watch a YouTube review where they pick and choose. I want to see somebody experiencing it.
Yeah.
But as far as games that I just like to kind of sit and watch, one of the biggest ones is still Super Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that one. I like playing it. You know, I've picked it up a few times recently playing it. Yeah. But just to name a couple streamers like Grand Pooh Bear and Ryukar, those are two of them. You know, Grand Pooh Bear hasn't really played Mario Maker for a while now, but even going back and watching some of his old videos, because I like seeing people that are highly skilled do very difficult things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, watching some of the super expert runs and stuff like that. Like, still almost every day I watch a new video from Ryukar, because it's just something where, you know, if I just kind of want to relax and just winding down or something, it's something to watch and see how he approaches these difficult levels and these difficult tricks and stuff that you're trying to do. But yeah, I also like, even, you know, especially with like Grand Pooh Bear, watching him play ROM hacks.
Oh yeah.
Like Grand Pooh World and Chefy World and just all these things, you know, I really enjoy that, 'cause it's something that you don't have to pay. You don't have to dedicate 100% of your attention to.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's not like a story game where, okay, if I want to watch somebody, just for example, play Metal Gear Solid Delta and I want them to experience the story, that's I gotta pay attention. Like, you know, I gotta see what the story is to this game. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's some game that I don't know, but something like that where it's that is just mostly a skill based game that's being played. I enjoy that, and that's fun to kind of watch and listen to. And then one more last facet of that, something that I've just recently gotten into, is watching and listening to challenge runs that people do.
Yeah.
A lot. I just discovered, I had probably about over a year now, but a YouTuber by the name of Tantacles, and he does a lot of RPG challenge runs. Like, for example, Claire Expedition 33, or Claire Obscure Expedition 33, he did a Mael only run. And, you know, it was challenging, but he does other things where, like, he did Final Fantasy VII as only Cloud. There's, from watching him, I've seen other YouTubers and other streamers that do runs like these, you know, like Final Fantasy VIII using only items. Because, again, these are games that I've played and I've beaten in the traditional sense. And just kind of interesting to see somebody putting these hyper restrictive challenges together and being like, man, I struggled in that game with everything, you know, all of the regular stuff. They just did it with only peppers, you know, or something like that. Yeah. There's another Metal Gear Solid streamer. He's a pretty big speed runner. And he had a series where he was trying to beat each Metal Gear Solid game as a complete ghost. And so for people that don't know, like, if you get spotted by an enemy, you have an alert. That's where this exclamation point comes from. But it sets you into an alert phase, which you see this on your map.
That traumatizes me. Yeah.
Fair enough. but you can, like, you can get around it and stuff like that. You can escape the alert. And there are different ranks you can get in the game. And one of them, the toughest one is, depending on the game, it's like Foxhound or Big Boss rank or something like that. And that's having no alerts. But what Jaguar King tried to do was beat each game without disturbing anyone.
That's insane.
Not having a single person go, "What was that?" Not distracting, not you know, just tranquilizing all the guards so they're all asleep, then you can just sneak through, just trying to be a complete ghost. And I'm like, that's such an interesting and tough challenge.
Yeah,
that it's kind of funny. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who's interested and wants to go look, but Metal Gear Solid 3, the part where he that gave him the most trouble was not a part that I ever in a million years would have thought would be something that you really, it's like I said, it's really interesting. And you don't see those if you just play the game normally, or if you just play it in a certain way or something, but seeing it from that perspective and going, oh man, you've really got to really think this in a whole different way to try to get through this without doing X, Y, and Z. So yeah, to answer the question very broadly, there's not a whole lot of games that I like to watch just straight up.
Yeah.
But seeing challenge runs of games that I know, or like I said, just in general, having conversations with somebody because they're playing a game that, even if I'm not interested in the game, I'm there for the conversation. I'm there for the, like, I don't think I've ever actually played Trackmania, but I've played some games similar to it. And they're kind of fun. It's not my style.
Just don't. You're welcome.
See, exactly. You know, it's not what I find enjoyable in most games.
Yeah.
Like, I like racing games and stuff, but it's just not something. But yeah, if you're on and I'm free, I'll throw it on because, hey, I want to talk to you and kind of see how you approach these.
I think with, like, what would probably, I don't know who mentioned this, but I remember someone mentioning this, of you probably play Need for Speed 3, right? Because there's an objective of, well, yeah, I'm trying to get first, but I'm also being chased by police. Whereas Trackmania, there's really not, it's just trying to get a good time, you know? So, like, that already, that difference of, like, on top of being chased and, like, there's a goal in place of getting first and trying not to get beat by the cops, whereas Trackmania is just trying time trials.
Yeah.
So, like, that, I can see why that's not for everyone. Like, even though you love racing games, it's, you would, for sure, know that you would play Need for Speed 3 over Trackmania. so, you know, I will say, I've been also on a kick recently. I had to write this down, of geoguessing, of geoguesser pros, and it's just insane how crazy they can be, of just like not moving the camera and guessing, like, I know where this is, and like what, and like split seconds. And also lately I've been kind of on a phase of following random, I don't even know what this person is, how I found them, is I think her name's Chloe Frog or something. I don't remember how I followed her. She has a cute VTuber frog, and anyways, she just played Water Park Simulator before my like usual people like Nerd Cube and I'm trying to think of his name, but like those like main Let's Game It Out and stuff like that, those like she played it before they did, and I'm like, this looks like a silly crazy game and I love it. So like if it wasn't for her, I mean, again, technically, Let's Game It Out and Nerd Cubed and stuff like that are playing it now because it's just a so silly game. But, like, just think, if I didn't have YouTube, I wouldn't have. If I just was on Twitch, I would have found out a new game before they did. So it's just, like, really fascinating always to find, like, Twitch streamers who are indie game players like that as well, so.
Yeah, it's always interesting to discover new things through that. Like, I had never heard of Celeste.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago watching Grand Pooh Bear play it, and I went, that game looks really fun. And then I actually didn't play it until last year. But I remember talking about it on here, and that game was incredible. That game was so well done. It's so much fun.
There's another one that is you know, looked like chained together, but it's penguins, and you could pull each other up, and I'll have to look it for you, but it's super cute and adorable, and they, like, gave up to the point to, like, you can respawn, like, put a flag, and you can respawn to, like, luckily there's, like, that point, but it's, like, really funny to even watch.
Oh, is it, Bread and Fred?
Let's see.
I just searched chained together, but penguins.
Yes. Bed, okay, bed and Fred.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of cute, pixelated. Like when they fall down, the penguin face palms, and it's just hilarious. That one for sure.
Ooh, it's on sale.
Yeah. That one for sure. Check it out. And you can like swing your partner and stuff like that. It's just silly, stupid. but yeah, just like mostly speedrunning, of course, and indie games. That, like I said, if I see somebody play an indie game I've never seen, I'm like, you know, I'll check this out and see what this is like. And I'm, like I said, I wouldn't have found out. Again, I would have found out, but like still, I found it technically first from this random Twitch person that I just followed a while ago. So. Anyways,
you know, one of the other exciting things about watching people play games for the first time is that you might see them discover something that becomes huge, and something that you actually pointed out to me now years ago, but the boba skip. I should have worn that shirt today.
Yeah. I was going to say, do now watch like streamers like that, like Boba, now that she discovered that skip? Is that something that you would consider, or is that something not in your realm?
No, it definitely. I'll be completely honest. I have not watched her for a while, but yeah. I did. I had never heard of Boba Witch before that. And then I still remember when it happened, and I know we talked about this, so I won't go too long into it, but I still remember you had sent that to me.
Like before she'd done the skip, I think I sent it like to you, like, hey, this is a streamer that I follow that is playing Metal Gear for the first time, and then all of a sudden she did the skip. I was like, what?
Yep. And then I remember the Metal Gear
You're
Solid
welcome.
Speedrunner Discord just going nuts because one guy, he offered up a bounty for anybody that could replicate it, and then he ended up replicating it himself, and it just took the internet by storm,
Yeah, it's
and it was an
crazy.
exciting time. Again, a game that is very old,
Yeah.
and there are still new things being found out about it,
Yeah.
and just to have that is something that's really fun. That, yeah, had you not mentioned anything about this random streamer that I'd never heard of, I would have seen it in the Discord and
Eventually.
stuff like that eventually and seen it and been like, what the heck? But to be like, hey, Scouter just pointed out this person, and then this really incredible fun thing just came out of
Nowhere,
nowhere.
yeah, it's not even
So yeah, no,
speedrunning.
it's that those discovering those kind of things is always fun. And like you said, finding games that, maybe I never would have even looked at
Yeah.
and going, wow, that one looks really fun. That happened with Supermarket Simulator. I know that one kind of took off and blew up with everyone,
So
but we
random,
were
yeah.
watching
In
Game
games,
Grumps,
yeah.
and we don't usually watch their gameplay. We watch other video on their partner channels, but ended up watching that, and then it was just turned into like, hey, let's check this out, and it's a fun game,
Yeah.
So yeah,
Crazy.
discovering little things like that is always a fun and interesting, or seeing what the latest viral game is, and then going, you know what, maybe that does look fun. Like you even said with Peak,
Yeah.
it has piqued your interest,
Yeah. I just never,
just
for
be
some reason, was able to watch it. I don't know why. It's
So yeah,
weird.
no, it's fun. I am glad that we have the technology that we have to be able to more easily discover some of
Games.
these little things that we could never, there are so many games that if the internet in the state as it was right now with gaming and stuff didn't exist, I would probably never have heard of 95% of games that, that I like or that I
Yeah.
know or anything. But so,
Yeah, definitely.
I know I
Well,
didn't, you don't need to get
I'm
all choked
allergic,
up
sorry.
and
Yeah.
allergic to the speech.
Yeah, it's so
See,
good.
I haven't mentioned Metal Gear Solid since Boba Witch, and it was a few seconds, so I think you're allergic to not talking about Metal Gear Solid.
Clearly. Hey, I didn't even mention I never watched any I never watched Resident Evil 4 and I never watched BioShock Infinite. I don't know why. I just yeah.
I think
I
there's a
mean if,
reason for that.
granted my friend played it and I watched her, but other than that, like there's a shirtless mod and of course, I had to go. Anyways. Yes, thank you, Beskar. We are out of time, but thank you. If listeners, if you want to partake in this discussion, please do so in the comments. Would like to hear from you. What games that you
Absolutely.
like to see? Obviously, you like to watch Scuttersone 5 and Beskar Snake stream whatever they want. We both stream, so you could watch both of our games, whatever we play, because we play a variety of games. So that's a good suggestion. That's Scouter SO15 and then Beskar Snake on Twitch. Yeah, look those up and follow them. Anyways, but no, for real. Thank you, Beskar, for joining me again. I'll try to avoid spookiness next month, but no promises. But yeah, spooky time. It's spooky time. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, thanks so much. It's been fun. And yeah, check out Beskar
Always is.
Snake. He's on Twitter. It's on Twitch. He comes here every month. Please give him something because this man puts up with me for an hour every month and he
He
has
lets me out
life.
of the cage and he gives me a thimble of water to be
Yeah,
on
I
the
mean,
podcast.
why do you think he's in the basement, you know? He's stuck
this
there.
This isn't even a real basement. This is just a backdrop.
What? I'll even be surprised.
That dog wasn't even real.
What? Is the cat real? Is the dog real? Is anything real? But no, thank you so much.
This isn't even my face.
This is, oh my God. It's been fun. And thanks so much. Yes. See you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody.